The warming of relations began after Turkey sent troops across the border into the Kurdish region of northern Iraq to go after members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, which has been fighting for autonomy in southeastern Turkey for nearly 25 years. Ankara, which says the PKK uses Iraq as a base to strike its forces in Turkey, has accused the Iraqi Kurdish leadership of tacitly supporting the rebel group, which is considered a terrorist organization by the United States and the European Union. But relations between the two countries began to change when Iraqi President Jalal Talabani, who is a Kurd, visited Ankara in early March and met with his Turkish counterpart Abdullah Gül.
Türk-Irak ilişkileri müstesna ilişkilerdir. Komşuluğun ötesinde tarihten gelen
Mr. Gül said Turkey and Iraq should work together as neighbors, but added that Turkey would never accept the existence of the PKK terrorists. The visit came a week after Turkey's ground offensive against PKK bases inside Iraq. In a gesture to Turkey, Mr. Talabani, who is an Iraqi Kurd, said Baghdad had ordered northern Iraq's Kurdish government to pressure PKK rebels to give up their weapons. He said Iraq will never allow the PKK to use its territory to stage attacks on Turkey. The United States has said it's assisting Turkey with intelligence on the PKK fighters in Iraq, but Washington has voiced concern that Turkish attacks in Iraq could further destabilize that country, particularly in the most peaceful autonomous Kurdistan region. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who was visiting Ankara during Turkey's ground incursion, encouraged Turkey to pursue diplomacy.
It should be clear that military action alone will not end this terrorist threat. While it is certainly part of the equation, there must be simultaneous efforts made with non-military initiatives, with economic programs and political outreach.
Soli Özel is an international relations expert at Bilgi University. Özel argues the recent support Washington has given Ankara in its battle against the PKK has opened the door to a change in relations with Iraq.
It's quite a big shift. I mean, the ingredients for it have been there, and it was the main obstacle was the Turkish military, obviously. And it appears that the Turkish military have also come close to absorbing this new position. And part of the reason, I suppose, for this is that the Americans are giving the Turkish military everything that it wants in terms of intelligence. So the PKK is being fought against. And I think even the Turkish military now begins to see that the Americans are not going to support the Iraqi Kurds for independence.
In May, a senior Turkish official met with the Prime Minister of northern Iraq's Kurdish region, Nechivan Barzani. It was the first direct high-level meeting between Turkey and Iraqi Kurdistan's regional government, and reports say they discussed a number of political, security and economic issues. Soli Özel says the growing rapprochement between Turkey and Iraqi Kurds is beneficial to Iraqi Kurds as well as Turkey, particularly economically.
Greater trade, probably investment, especially in the oil business in the region, getting Iraqi gas out of there to the world markets through Turkey and stuff. I mean, I think the possibilities are immense, perhaps even limitless.
Any improvement in trade would also likely to bring relief to Turkey's impoverished, predominantly Kurdish southeast, which borders Iraq. Crippling high unemployment is seen as a major recruiting agent for the PKK in the region. But observers warn, with decades of mistrust existing between Ankara and the Iraqi Kurds, the road to a genuine rapprochement remains a difficult one. And Turkey continues to launch cross-border airstrikes on suspected PKK bases in northern Iraq, most recently this past week. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.